Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 746, Increasing Importance of the Three Angels' Messages. Third Angel's Message, A Life and Death Question. We know that now everything is at stake. The third angel's message is to be at this time regarded as of the highest importance. It is a life and death question. The 18th chapter of Revelation reveals the importance of presenting the truth in no measured terms, but with boldness and power. There must be no toning down of the truth, no muffling of the message for this time. Satan has devised a state of things whereby the proclamation of the third angel's message shall be bound about. We must beware of his plans and methods. The third angel's message is to be strengthened and confirmed. Satan will so mingle his deceptions with truth that side issues will be created to turn the attention of the people from the great issue, the test to be brought upon the people of God in these last days. A worldwide message. The message of the angel following the third is now to be given to all parts of the world. It is to be the harvest message, and the whole earth will be lighted with the glory of God. The Lord has this one more call of mercy to the world, but the perversity of men diverts the work from its true bearing, and the light has to struggle amid the darkness of men who feel themselves competent to do a work that God has not appointed them to do. Increasing importance of the three angels' messages. The truth for this time, the third angel's message, is to be proclaimed with a loud voice, meaning with increasing power, as we approach the great final test. The present truth for this time comprises the messages, the third angel's message succeeding the first and the second. The presentation of this message with all it embraces is our work. We stand as the remnant people in these last days to promulgate the truth and swell the cry of the third angel's wonderful distinct message, giving the trumpet a certain sound. Eternal truth, which we have adhered to from the beginning, is to be maintained in all its increasing importance to the close of probation. The trumpet is to give no uncertain sound. This message is to come to the churches. We are to consider the best plans for accomplishing this. Faith, eternal faith in the past and in the present truth, is to be talked, is to be prayed, is to be presented with pen and voice. The third angel's message in its clear, definite terms is to be made the prominent warning. All that it comprehends is to be made intelligible to the reasoning minds of today. Relevance of the message. All the people of God are now to stand on the platform of truth as it has been given in the third angel's message. The only hope for anyone is to hold fast the evidences that have confirmed the truth in righteousness. Let these be proclaimed over and over again until the close of earth's history. 61, 1906, page 3. Hold fast the beginning of your confidence. June 3, 1906. Universal nature of the third angel's message. Every feature of the third angel's message is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. This message is a testing message. Received into honest hearts, it will prove an antidote for all the world's sins and sorrows. No conditions of climate, of poverty or ignorance, or of prejudice can hinder its efficiency or lessen its adaptability to the needs of mankind. 75, 1906, page 3. A caution against heavy investment in food manufacture, September 29, 1906. Truths of the third angel's message constantly unfolding. The third angel's message reveals the great saving truth for this time. Its truths are constantly unfolding, and it is God's design that even the children and youth shall understand intelligently what God requires, that they may distinguish between righteousness and sin, between obedience and disobedience. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 22nd, 1979.